we did back then. Purple halls and pentos, life shell more than my share. As lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. And like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Israel has now begun allowing a limited amount of aid airdrops into Gaza. The country's military also said it's opening up several aid corridors for humanitarian assistance. It comes as six people died in Gaza in the last day from hunger, bringing the total death toll from starvation and malnutrition to more than 130, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Ministry of Health. Dr. Travis Moline describes what he's observed in the region.
I'm seeing, food desperation. I'm seeing healthcare workers that are eating literally just a single small meal of rice per day.
This morning, 12 people were killed while trying to get food at an aid distribution site. Passengers and crew on an American Airlines flight had to be evacuated during takeoff yesterday. It all played out at Denver Airport, where the flight crew reported a possible landing gear incident, according to the FAA. This is ABC News.
Walking for Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers holding practice in hot and humid conditions. Rashid Walker's 25 years old now, 6'6", 324 pounds, and at left tackle, he's assigned to protect the blind side of quarterback Jordan Love. The Packers have added some players to the line, including the 49ers' Aaron Banks, who'll play left guard. I asked Walker how he sees things playing out this season.
Been playing for 4 years. Right guard, we got depth at the right guard spot. We got Elton Jenkins. We got Banks, you got me. So, I feel like everybody, if we, uphold the standard and, play to, how we know we should play, I feel like we got a Super Bowl team. We know we got a playoff team, but I feel like we got the potential to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Baseball. Brewers host the Marlins today. Then they host the Cubs tomorrow night. The crew losing 7-4 last night to Miami. It was Milwaukee's first series loss since July 2nd when they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up this hour, Kelsey Ballerini has quite the story about how someone's comments could have destroyed her career, but instead, it made her stronger. And Parker McCollum is going to take us on a journey of all the things that he went through to finally become the man he wanted to be.
Rise on up Sunday morning, John Ritter on the radio. Stories of inspiration, gonna get you on the go. Tell God your great big problems. Tell your problems about your great big God and rise up.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't.
forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold on as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can until you can.
Up country, hanging out with Kelsey Ballerini. You got to share the story with our listeners about the first time you came to Nashville and a conversation that almost made you give up.
I was 14 and it was my first trip to Nashville to try to be an artist. And I had two record label meetings that day. And so the first one, it was an independent label, and I walked in and I had this big pink sparkly guitar case that was bigger than me, and I remember, and I'm just like scrawny, and I walk in and I pull out my guitar and I play him a song, and he looked at me and he just goes, "There's already a so-and-so."
Right. We already have one of those,
and essentially let me leave the room. And so I canceled the second meeting and I went home, and I was super discouraged. But I think, looking back, that was such a vital lesson to learn early on, that you really do have to have your own identity and you have to know who you are in yourself and in your music, and find what makes you different and go on that. Because I did find my style and my sound for so long in the people that I listened to. And while I think it's good to have influences, I think it's also important to kind of find who you are and what sets you apart. So it was a good lesson, but it was a hard lesson at 14.
It was a hard lesson.
I was so sad.
Here's Kelsey Ballerini with their latest, Baggage.
I don't pack light, I travel for a living. And I don't abide by that 50-pound limit. On that Delta flight out west, I'm there every other Wednesday. But my heart ain't up in the air, so if you want me, I'm moving. the door. Kinda feel like I don't need it anymore. I got some bones of those skeletons from the old house at the dead end. I got baggage, but I'm moving in.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. This is John. I want to hear your story about how you found your self-esteem.
Hey, John. First time caller and very avid listener. I went through a really dark time in my life at a young age. I was suicidal, and I had been an atheist for a long time. And just God had came along in my life when I didn't think I deserved anything anymore. I didn't even think I deserved to live. And he put someone in my life that showed me just how amazing God really is. And they got me to come to church with them. And long story short, that person's no longer in my life, but that church is my church now. And they're like a new family to me. And I've preached several times at that church.
Wow.
It's really amazing how God really works in your life.
Here's a story all about that. I doubt if most of our listeners have heard this, but man, what a powerful message. Here's Country Music Hall of Fame member Conway Twitty. Who did they think he was?
A child was born in Tupelo in 1935. I'm grateful for his music. It forever changed my life. Oh, I love me tender. And how that boy could sing. But when he died, I wondered why. Millions called him king. Tell me, who did they think? Who did they think he was? Who did they think? Who did they think? He was. The whole world bowed and prayed, but it only made me say, who did they think? Who did they think he was? He was born in Massachusetts in 1917, the second son of an Irishman. Oh, we all love Kennedy. He was brave and strong and handsome, a hell of a president. But when he died, millions cried like he was heaven sent. Tell me, who did they think? Who did they think he was? Who did they think? Who did they think he was? The whole world bowed and prayed, but it only made me say, who did they think? Who did they think he was? There was a child of heaven, born in Bethlehem, just a simple carpenter with warm and calloused hands. Oh, he healed the hearts of many, so they nailed him to a tree, with no one left to mourn his death but the women at his feet. Crying, who did they think? Who did they think he was? Who did they think? Who did they think he was? There was no one left to grieve but the women at his feet. Crying, who did they think? Who did they think he was? Who did they think? Who did they think
he was.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. This is John. Do you have a story all about finding your self-esteem?
Yes, I do. About 15 years ago, I married my best friend, and I thought that I was all set, and then the marriage fell apart, and I was absolutely devastated. As a result of the end of the marriage, I moved to California and reconnected with my two sisters and my mom and dad. And I only had a couple of years with my dad before he passed, but I was able to be there and support the family, which is something I hadn't done in 30 years. Also, as a result of that, I've learned to like myself just for me, not connected to anyone else. As a result of losing what I thought was the best thing in my life is better than it's ever been.
I love my boots broken. I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans. Yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll right back. I love a fresh cut feel with a first frost on. How it shines like gold when the sun turns on. I love the sound of them wheels. My baby singing along. Boys, the summer comes on. I love my small town world. I love a country girl. I love a Friday night. Man, I love this life. Sound of an old dirt road rolling through my. My whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
That was Low Cash, I Love This Life. Next up, Parker McCollum is going to tell us everything that he went through to finally become the man he is today. And I'm going to share with you how you can become an advertiser and become part of the Rise Up family.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Drexler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Up the Nog! Get ready for the third annual Harvorama this Thursday, July 31st in Empty Pockets on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin. Your unofficial but main kickoff to Flamborama Weekend. Enjoy Harvin Ben's famous wings and burgers, local food trucks, and live music all evening. Blues Drivers kicks off the night at 5 p.m. with high-energy jams until 7:30. Ben Shane Kronberg's entire family band, The Numbers, take the stage with classic rock. Bar opens at 11. $10 wristband specials include two drinks. Must be 21 and over to attend.
Pioneer Days returns this weekend, Friday through Sunday, with something for everyone. Enjoy arts and crafts, live music, carnival rides, haunted attractions, mud runs, and a full lineup of family-friendly activities. Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, located on Main Street in downtown Butternut, welcomes you to explore murals by gallery owner Kelly Meredith and unique artwork from local artists. You can even sign up for art classes with Kelly. Make memories with the whole family. Join us for the 67th annual Pioneer Days.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any patchy fog out there giving way to a mostly sunny sky, and we'll crank up the heat this afternoon with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Our heat index, though, likely to be in the mid-90s. A southwest breeze will be on the gusty side. Storms tonight, currently 62 degrees.
Hey, y'all, this is Garth Brooks.
Hey, this is Morgan Wallen.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson. You're rising up with my buddy, John Ritter.
I'll be back in 2 minutes with more of your calls.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with, here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Hey, this is John from Rise Up Country. Look, what is your business all about? Is it all about God, family, and country? Then Rise Up is a perfect fit for you to advertise or become a sponsor of one of our segments on the show. People like Tractor Supply, Rural King, Dollar Generals, you know, tractor companies, farming people, we all believe in the same thing, don't we? Heard in over 230 markets, and it's very affordable. Contact me on our Facebook page at Rise Up Country or on our website at rise-up.com, and I'll give you all the details.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw.
Have a little fun in the morning. Rise up with the radio.
Hey, don't be shy. I would love to hear your story, and I'm standing by the phones waiting. Give me a call at 844-717-7774. 844-717-7774.
Get so mad at things that don't matter. Way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow pot of gold, riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet. Looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Now and then on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Take my grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I wanna learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I wanna dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. Don't wanna be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock. Somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die there's standing room only. Standing room only. Stop judging my life by my possessions. Start thinking about how procession. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't own me. Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Start forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die there's standing room only. Standing room.
Rise Up Country, hanging out with Parker McCollum, and I guess your wife had an impact on your latest single, What Kind of Man?
That song's a pretty good depiction of how, it's pretty accurate to how Halle Rae, what she did for me just when we very first met. That's when I really started to clean it up. I'd been running really hard for a long time and living the way I thought that songwriters were supposed to live on the road. And, you know, she was really kind of the one that made me start to clean it up and dial it back a little bit. So I think that song comes from a very real place. I wasn't really trying to write that song. It's not like I had a title or a hook or anything. I was just banging around on guitar making stuff up, and What Kind of Man came out.
Look at that, I done stayed up all night again. I know it's for the last time, would be the last time, but here I am. Sure what they want me to do. Clean up my act, I've been thinking about you. Oh baby, here we go one more time. You know it's harder than it looks to walk that line, yeah.
forget the man I am. What kind of man do you need? So that I would never step foot back inside the Union Valley Church again. But here I stand just north of Oklahoma, trying to wash away my sins.
And thanks for calling Rise Up Country. So you're not out to impress anybody except your kids. I want to hear your story.
There's a time in my life I had a really good job. I worked for a utility company, but that job changed over time, and it wasn't the job that I hired into anymore. It was very, it was hard because I worked overtime and I had two small children, and I just wanted to be with those children, and I wanted to get them on the bus and off the bus. It's just that maternal urge. So I prayed and I prayed. And one day God just lifted any desire I had to be in that job anymore. And I gave my notice. And it was nice because he brought a job to me that was home-based. And I could get my kids on and off the bus. I was there when they needed me. It's awesome. It all works out. You just have to pray about it.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. And baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. Like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dog,
walls, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue.
Next on Rise Up Country, did you ever wonder why some of the people you used to hang out with in your past stayed in your past and not in your future? I've got a story all about it. Stay with me.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July ends tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Hi, everyone. This is Keith Devin.
Hi, this is Chris Young.
Hi, I'm Reba. John will be right back with more of your calls.
I get so many headaches every month.
It could be chronic migraine, 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not for those who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor. Visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
When you feel like you're out of juice and your whole world's falling apart, I got a story that'll lift you up and jumpstart your heart. Jumpstart your Sunday morning, John Ritter in the Rise Up Show.
This one is what I'll call short and sweet. It was an email I received. It's just a couple lines, but think this one out. There comes a point in your life when you realize who matters, who never did, who won't anymore, and who always will. So don't worry about people from your past. There's a reason why they didn't make it to your future.
There's a new ever done, and it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do. Now I wanna love somebody like you, and I'm letting go of all my lonely yesterdays. I've forgiven myself for the mistakes I've made. You're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody like you. I'm ready to love somebody like you.
Somebody like you.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. I want to hear your story.
Well, I just wanted to share a story about my dad. He was diagnosed with cancer in 1998, and in 2004, his cancer came back. And my mom was really struggling trying to care for him by himself, so I quit my job and I came home. I was in the medical field, so I was able to provide his medical care. And I had a really wonderful husband who didn't say, "Are you going?" He said, "When are you going?" And spent the last 4 months of my father's life with him. And the most incredible and awesome thing I've ever seen is minutes before my father died, my mom said to my dad, "If you need to go, go ahead and go. Just give me a kiss before you leave." And he reached up and kissed her. And minutes later, he was gone.
When I knew I was gonna get it, I'd hide if I could. 'Cause when mama put one on you, she'd put it on you good. I'd squirm and scream and jump around and try to get away. Oh, but she'd just hold me tighter, and this is what she'd say: "You ain't leaving here without a kiss. I know you think I'm silly, but that's just the way it is. Till we're together again, I'll wear your love upon my lips. Honey, you ain't leaving here without a kiss." My brother's off to Camp Lejeune with the proud and the few. Daddy shook his hand and said, "Son, go do what you gotta do." Yeah, he was big and bad and full of fight and almost 6'4". But the one he wouldn't mess with was standing in the door, and she said, "You ain't leaving here without a kiss. I know you think I'm silly, but that's just the way it is. Till we're together again, I'll wear your love upon my lips. Baby, you ain't leaving here without a kiss." Daddy took the cancer, nothing left to do. When he slipped into a coma, we knew his days were few. But he was hanging on and holding out, as stubborn as could be. And we didn't know the reason why he wouldn't leave. But when mama whispered in his ear, I knew the reason why. There was only one thing left to do, and he opened up his eyes. And he whispered, "I ain't leaving here without a kiss. I'm gonna love you forever, and that's just the way it is. Together again, I'll wear your love upon my lips. Baby, I ain't leaving here. Oh, honey, I ain't leaving here without a kiss."
That was Aaron Tippin with Without a Kiss, a song I wrote with him and his wife, Thea. You can find it on his 25-year anniversary album. Coming up next is our tribute to the men and women who serve our country and they keep us safe. We call it the Rise Up Stars and Stripes Salute.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hi, this is Kane Brown.
Hey, y'all, this is Justin Moore. John will be right back with more of your calls.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with, here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
When the stars and stripes and eagles fly.
Hi, this is John with the Rise Up Stars and Stripes Salute. Well, this grandma has got a lot to brag on.
I was calling to tell you about our daughter. She's currently serving in the United States Army in Doha, Qatar. She had to leave her two small children with her dad when she was deployed, and I know that's hard for her, but we're extremely proud that she's serving this country and doing what's right for her family, even though it's been painful without her babies, because that's the first time she was ever without them, and they're 4 and 7. And we're appreciative of everybody that has served and is currently serving in the military. And God bless our troops and God bless America.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch rays, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tear falls down. Guts sucked in, chest stuck out, like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying.
Son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick, those GTOs don't run on faith.
I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able.
That's it for me, John Ritter. Special thanks to Kelsey Ballerini for reminding us that we all need the best that we can be and not worry about what others think of us. And Parker McCollum telling us how he learned to focus on what matters and what doesn't. Listen, if you like these kind of stories, you can find more of them on the Rise Up Country podcast, wherever you download your podcast. Well, you know what time it is. It's time to load the kids in the car. Make sure you're all wearing your seat belts, and I'll see you in church.
When you're lost and feeling lonely, you don't know where to go for help. When your heart feels dark and empty, you're sinking lower trying to save yourself. Just let go of your fear of falling. Hang on to your faith and hope. When you finally hit rock bottom, there's only one direction left to go. You gotta rise up, rise up, and be a better you. You gotta rise up, rise up, there's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not out, as long as you believe. Trust that you can rise up. Don't tell God about your great big problems. Tell your problems about your great big God. Step aside and let Him solve them. You can win against all the odds. You can rise up, rise up. Better you. You can rise up, rise up. There's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not.